Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Major developments in the U.S. presidential contest. It was a big day in the race for the White House, with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump winning in South Carolina and Democrat Hillary Clinton coming out on top in Nevada. Here is VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The Clinton victory in Nevada is very important for her campaign. Bernie Sanders was closing in. They were able to stop his momentum. And so now she sets up for a strong performance in South Carolina in a week's time. The Republican side, Trump, a clear winner in South Carolina. That's a big step toward the Republican nomination. But a very tight battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for second in South Carolina. But both of them look as though they will go on in the race.
For Republican candidate Jeb Bush, the race is over. He suspended his campaign after getting votes only in the single digits. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. But violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two separate attacks. Early estimates indicate a deadly double bombing in homes early today killed up to 60 people before another series of attacks later in the day hit Sayeda Zeneb, south of Damascus. Few details were immediately available on the most recent blasts, with the Syrian observatory reporting four explosions. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV says at least 22 people were killed. In late January, explosions near a Shiite shrine in the same area killed at least 60 people. Coming to you from Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News.